Welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carling, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America. One of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by BBS Radio, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you, after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarling.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site as I send out important information you need to know to my list, which hasn't been working for some time, but it looks like my webmaster has gotten things cleared up, so we should be getting back to the updates very soon. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. To learn how I do consults, my phone number is also on my website, drcarling.com. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your Creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself, for we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing, especially with a legion of disinformers out there. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call in are listed on the bbsradio.com website, Station 2, and include the following: toll-free USA and Canada, 888-228-4494. Toll-free worldwide, 877-489-6350. Every week I will answer the question, what's ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we've been lied to about everything, especially the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, and regaining our health, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. And I want to just let you know that next week, one of our listeners is going to be interviewing me about inoculations, Patrick Gowden from Florida. So I encourage you to listen to that show because that's going to be a very good opportunity for any of you to call in and ask your individual questions that you may be wondering about after reading my documents on my website or hearing multiple shows I've done on vaccines. So please do tune in next week. On tonight's show, we're going to have some of the good news. We're going to do a What's Healing America segment, and the answer is going to be energy medicine with my special guest, Dr. Rita Louise. Dr. Rita Louise is the founder of the Institute of Applied Energetics. She's a naturopath. She's a host of her own radio show called Just Energy Radio and the author of the books Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4 and The Power Within. She's a 20-year veteran in the human potential field, a medical intuitive, and clairvoyant. And her website is www.soulhealer.com. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rita.
Hi, Dr. Carly. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Well, you're very welcome. I do like to share the good news with the audience because having a name for my show like What's Ailing America, unfortunately, I will never run out of answers to that question. So I like to infuse the good news in there also because it's very important to me to help people heal. That's why I became a medical doctor. Little did I know that that would not be allowed in my profession, but luckily I have learned how to heal despite the fact that the medical profession is doing the opposite. So please do share with our listeners, what is energy medicine and what involving energy medicine do you like to use to help your clients?
Okay. In energy medicine, I mean, basically, you know, I've taken it down to its simplest form. You know, even quantum physicists are finding this, is that we, our world, our universe, you know, everything that we see as matter, as being solid, really are particles of vibrating light and vibrating energy. And using that as kind of a base principle, it is believed that disease is when the vibration, the correct vibration of energy within our body is somehow distorted. And so energy medicine works to correct the vibration of energy. And so there are multiple modalities of energy medicine, from things like Reiki and hands-on healing to food therapies to homeopathy to flower essences to, you know, things like the Rife machine, which has, like, totally been banned, color therapy. There, you know, but each of those rely on the energy vibration of either the practitioner or of the product or, you know, a piece of equipment to help to correct the vibration of energy that's flowing within the body and make it more harmonious with itself.
I'd just like to make a couple of comments. I know that all disease starts at the energy level, and I totally agree with what you're saying, and that's why it's so important to get the vibrations of your body working correctly. And, of course, the white coats, as I so disrespectfully call my profession, have no clue about this. They call all of these things quackery. I do want to mention that the Rife machine, I mean, Royal Raymond Rife was ostracized, and I'm sure he's on quack watch, but the Rife machine is available. A friend of mine has one. They're very expensive, however, and the problem with the Rife machine is that you have to actually know the exact frequency of whatever you're going after. But one thing that you didn't mention that I just wanted to bring up that I've had a lot of success with is something called gem elixirs, where you can actually take different gems and based on what their properties are, make elixirs out of these just by putting them in distilled water and putting this water with the gem in it out into the sunlight for a few hours. And I found that to be quite amazing as well. So all of these things are available, and something like that is very inexpensive. You mentioned color. Dr. Dinshaw had done a lot of work on color therapy, and we had discussed it on our show yesterday, the different colors and what they are able to do for the emotions especially. But I'm sure this is a surprise to many of the listeners to learn that such things are helpful. As a matter of fact, as we were discussing yesterday, touch therapy and even Reiki in some cases is now being used in hospitals. And it's wonderful to see things like that coming into the hospitals. However, I don't think it's enough to overcome what they're doing in the hospitals. But because of the patient demand, that's the reason that these things are starting to come into the hospitals, I'm sure, because that makes people feel like, well, at least they're doing something to address my comfort. Because, you know, it's very comforting just having somebody come to see you and talk to you and show you compassion and share their energy with you. That's a very healing thing in itself.
You know, God, I don't even want to, like, guess how many years ago this was. I went to a lecture. I don't even remember what, you know, it was so long ago. I don't even remember what the topic of the lecture was. It sounded like it was something on alternative health. And so I was like, oh, well, this sounds interesting. And I went, and the focus was to mainstream medical people talking about alternative health, and we're talking 10, well, it was over 10 years ago, 15 years, it was a long time ago, and when it was really still kind of out there kind of stuff.
Right.
And basically the focus of the conversation, they put up a pie chart, and they said, you know, this is how much money is being spent on health care. And a good 25% of people's money was being spent on alternative health. And one of the
things spread out of their own pocket. And I just want to say
that was the big comment. And they said, and these people are paying out of pocket.
Exactly.
They are not being, you know, using insurance. And so if that many people are willing to spend that kind of money, you know, we need to look at, you know, getting into that piece of pie.
Ah.
And it wasn't much after that where, you know, like Bayer started coming out with their herbal aspirin formula, and, you know, Johnson & Johnson started coming out with their, you know, natural whatever, and it really started to take off where companies that traditionally worked in, you know, over-the-counter, you know, pharmaceuticals and stuff started to come, you know, provide more, quote-unquote, natural remedies to people.
Yeah. As if you can combine an herb with aspirin and all of a sudden the aspirin is no longer toxic. But that's why I always advise all of my clients to make sure they know the company that they're buying their supplements from, because these people have in fact realized the boom in quote-unquote alternative health, although I hate that term. You know that the pharmaceutical industry named it that because once enough people become aware that is the only way to go, it will no longer be an alternative. But they're actually now buying up supplement companies. And so you have to be careful as to where you're getting your supplements and remedies, because they're doing things to these supplements. I heard about a company in England that was actually radiating their herbs so they wouldn't be as effective, because what they want is for people to try these things and then they don't work, you know, do too much good, and so then they'll go back to their meds. But isn't that interesting what you're saying, that they were looking at it as getting a piece of the pie, not looking into why the people are doing this, spending their own money for these things, i.e. it must be working, but they wanted a piece of the pie.
And this is when the biggest piece of that was for, like, chiropractic care. I mean, there's a lot that has changed as far as people working with supplements and being more open to alternative therapies. You know, this is primarily like chiropractic and things that were more mainstream alternative health, because we're talking 10, 15 years ago.
Right. Well,
and
I just want to say I've had chiropractors on the show as well. I'm the chiropractors are actually my biggest block out there that knows about the vaccine issue. But what they're trying to do with the chiropractors now as well is basically co-opt them. They weren't able to turn them into quacks. Too many people know that chiropractic is wonderful. And so what they're doing, trying to do now is bring them into the allopathic model. As a matter of fact, there's four chiropractic schools that are now doing rotations at VA hospitals as part of the neck and back team. So if they can't beat you, they try to co-opt you. But it's not going to work, because people are waking up, and it's actually been published in the mainstream medical journals that allopathic medicine is the number one killer in this country. And that's just with the pharmaceutical drugs that they admit have side effects. Once the vaccine issue is proven, which it will be very shortly with Dr. Molden's work, it's going to be quite obvious to people that the doctors are the last place you should go if you want to get well. And that's why I'm so glad to have Dr. Rita on, because she knows that our body has been given the ability to heal itself. The Creator made us perfect. And if we get out of the way and just do things that are going to magnify and strengthen the natural healing powers within us, we will be fine. And that's what she helps to do. If you could explain to the listeners, Dr. Rita, about Reiki, because I know that's something that you use a great degree in. Some of our listeners, I'm sure, have heard of that, but they may not understand what it actually is.
Sure. Reiki is a form of hands-on healing, and so when somebody comes in for a session, they will traditionally lay on a massage table with their clothes on. You know, you might take your shoes off, you might take your belt off, but then you lay on a massage table, and the practitioner will just place their hand somewhere on your body. And usually they'll start either at the top of your head or at your feet and just work their way down your body, down the chakras, the energy centers in the body, or place their hands over the organs. If they're getting to a more, to the breast area or to the genitalia, it's like they usually will just hold their hand over the top of your body, so there's not any kind of like nasty, weird physical contact going on. And what they're doing is using their intention to send healing energy, using themselves as a channel to bring in, and I'm going to say, you know, energy from God, energy from the universe, that pureness of light through them into your body to help realign your energy and energy centers. And through that, healing does occur. You know, there are miracles that happen through Reiki or other hands-on type techniques like Reiki. You know,
I would agree.
So it's very simple. You know, and actually everyone has experienced a Reiki type healing. So if you have gone and stubbed your toe, the first thing we all do is we reach down and grab our foot. And we send the healing intention. It's like, oh, you know, it's going to be okay, you know, feel better. You know, we do something to help alleviate the pain. Or if a child, you know, falls down, you know, the mother will go and kiss the child, you know, on the boo-boo spot, and the child will feel better because the mother is using her intention to have the child not hurt. And that, in its simplest form, is energy medicine. And so everybody's already doing it.
Yes. And I've had Reiki myself. The Reiki that I had, they never even touched me. They just put their hands above me. But I've had some very powerful Reiki practitioners work on me, especially Maria Heller when I was in Florida last year. And she was actually able to do it like a diagnostic. She could tell what areas of my body had energy blockages. So that's possible with a Reiki as well, right? And then you can go in and put the energy into that area.
Well, that really depends on the practitioner, you know, because
okay.
Now we're talking more advanced type work. And so I just wanted to provide a traditional experience. Like when people work with me, they get the diagnostics.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I'm a medical intuitive, and that is part of my practice. You know, there are people that are just straight Reiki practitioners, and they just do the healing part. You know, and so if somebody has a Reiki session, they shouldn't have the expectation that they're going to get the diagnostic part. You know,
okay.
So I just want that to be clear to people.
Okay. And one thing I always wondered about was when people learn how to do Reiki, they are basically given symbols. I don't know the word to describe it from what I've read, that symbols are given to them. Could you explain a little bit about that? I always wondered how that works.
Well, there's, you know, the technical part of it, and then there's my personal opinion about it. Which one do you want?
Maybe both. Maybe both would be
okay.
Good.
The symbols are given with, you know, like this symbol, and I really don't work with the symbols, you know, but you would have like one Chinese symbol, and this means opening and releasing, and another symbol might mean, you know, purifying, and so the symbols have different meanings to them. To me, what the symbol, and usually they're like on a card or the person will trace them out with their finger over the area or in their mind. You know, to me, the symbols are a way to use your intention. It's a very, you know, simplistic way. You know, and so to me, it gets a little bit into the dogma part of Reiki.
Into the what part?
The dogma part.
Okay.
You know, where it's like, well, you're not doing true Reiki if you're not using the symbols. And it's like, well, but if I can use my intention in a deeper and more profound way, then why should I have to use the symbol?
Yeah.
You know, because if the symbol says, I am helping you to release, you know, and I can use my intention to help you release, then I'm performing the same act without...
Well, I totally agree with you, and I just want to mention something that I also mentioned yesterday, because in case there's any skeptics listening... It's truly amazing how oftentimes people will just say, oh, there's a placebo effect, when actually the placebo effect in itself is a healing thing. So as far as I'm concerned, people would be much better off getting placebos than getting drugs to begin with. But anyways, I just wanted to mention that this also works in animals, so that obviously proves that it's not just the person's imagination that they're feeling better. And I talked about a research study I read about a few years ago where there were some rats in a laboratory being given very toxic drugs, and the purpose was to actually kill the rats. They wanted to see what the lethal dose was of this particular drug, whatever it was. And so they had this one group of rats that just wasn't dying at the toxic dose that kills all the other rats. And they eventually found out that the only difference between the rats was that the individual that was taking care of the particular rats that were not dying was petting the rats and talking to the rats and showing them love and kindness. And this kept those rats alive even while they were injected with toxins. So that's how powerful this intention is. Whatever this intention is, it doesn't have to be somebody actually doing Reiki. As Dr. Rita said, even touching another living thing will give them healing energy, because we are beings of energy. And if we have good energy and we pass that on to another, then that's going to only help to increase the level of their vibration. Of course, that also works in the negative. As you had mentioned yesterday, you can go into a room and feel a person has a bad vibe, whatever, a psychic vampire, whatever you want to call it. It does work in the other direction also. So what you have to do, folks, is learn to listen to your body, learn to listen to your gut, that small voice, still some small voice, whatever you want to call it, even in regards to the people that are around you, because one thing that I know from all my years of doing my work is that toxic relationships can certainly make people sick and be the, you know, straw that breaks the camel's back and lead them into disease. And I know that's something that you also help your clients with, correct?
That's right. You know, and helping them to recognize, you know, what's going on. I mean, I am a firm believer that our thoughts and our emotions underscore the vast majority of illness. You know, now, and, you know, one of the things we talked about yesterday was that I kind of invented my own little health category, you know, because when you're talking about disease, in the medical model, there is genetic, accidental, viral. Yeah, I think that's it. And, you know, and I have added in the psycho-spiritual. Well, that was one. But then I also added in a different category, which is neglect. You know, where people just don't take care of themselves. You know, they eat McDonald's every day. They don't exercise. They don't drink water. You know, they don't do basic things that their body needs in order to function correctly. You know, and if you're not, you know, what, as they say, garbage in and garbage out. So if you're not taking care of yourself correctly, then the equipment's going to break down. I mean, if you don't tune up your car is going to break down. And our body is a lot more complicated than a car.
Yes. Well, a lot of that neglect, though, is due to people's financial, you know, problems to begin with. But most people that eat that much McDonald's, the reason they do it is because they can't afford good food, and also due to time constraints, but it's also because of lack of education as to what's bad for you.
Well, I think people have been brainwashed.
Yeah, well, we've been lied to about everything, and that's why I talk about, if you look at the first diagram on my website, there's so many things we're exposed to, pesticides, fluoride, aspartame, all of these things that are being sprayed on us or put in our food, and we're told that it's just fine, it's not going to be a problem. That's a big lie. So I definitely agree with you that emotional stress and problems is very important in disease, but it's not just that. All of these toxins that are being put into our bodies, and especially the ones being injected in, it's always the big picture. And that's why people have to learn. They have to do their due diligence. Do not expect your medical doctor to inform you of these things. The only time I've ever heard of stress talked about is in somebody that has a heart attack. You know, they'll try to label them a type A personality, you know, the person that's, you know, a workaholic and things of that nature. That's the only time I've ever heard it come in. Other than that, they don't even ask about stress. They don't ask about anything going on in your life. As a matter of fact, in these days, it's primarily genetics. Everything that's wrong with you, you inherited a bad gene. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they find a bad gene for, you know, anything that you're dealing with. They're finding bad genes for everything. They want to blame us for our, you know, lack of health, and that's totally ridiculous.
You know, but I think the media, you know, which is part of that big cog, you know, there's the lying, you know, like one of my little favorite lines is, you know, Hot Pocket is part of a balanced meal. It's like, balance what? You know, and there's...
Not to mention that it's microwaved.
Well, it's microwaved, it's all flour and shortening, you know,
right.
and chemicals.
Right.
You know, but it's just, but that's the information that's put out on TV, and people buy into it. And it's one thing of people, and I'm going to say our age, you know what I mean, that ate, like, real food, you know, before TV dinners and
right.
before that whole era. But what I feel sorry for are the young kids that are growing up now where all they have learned is, how do you microwave? You
right.
know, how do you sit there and eat fast food? How do you buy frozen food in the supermarket? Because they don't understand and they don't realize that they're killing themselves.
Exactly.
Because they think that it's good. Oh, well, I got a healthy choice dinner. That's better. It's like, I don't think so.
Right. Well, not only that, but they're actually selling this garbage in schools. I mean, they have soda machines and candy bar machines and, you know, all these kinds of things right in the school. So the child can either, you know, get a Milky Way bar and have a Coke for lunch, or he can go to the cafeteria and get some kind of garbage, like you said, that's been microwaved or, you know, processed in some harmful way. Those are the options that the children are getting. And the parents, I think, some of them know that it's maybe not as good for them, but they're just, you know, so busy working 2-3 jobs and trying to get all their licenses that they need to survive in today's world and, you know, basically doing what they have to do. They don't realize how important it is for them to learn about nutrition and not from a nutritionist that's in the hospital, because when I was in medical school, we had 10 hours of nutrition. 4 hours of it was the four food groups, which is a total scam. 4 hours was about milk, which is a toxic poison. And then we had 2 hours of them telling us that vitamins only cause expensive urine. So you have to go to somebody who's a holistic practitioner, who has done work on their own or gone to some kind of a holistic training where they actually learn the truth. And especially in regards to the pesticides and the genetic modified food, if you're not eating foods as much as possible, nobody can do it all the time, but you should certainly be trying to eat foods that have been grown organically and have not been modified genetically if you really want to have good health, because, of course, the food itself has an energy, and that's why raw food is so powerful and so healthy for you, because you're getting the living energy of those plants.
Well, you know, and there are a lot of people, I used to teach a nutrition class, and there are a lot of people that just don't understand how to, just from a very simplistic way, how to eat healthy. And the comment that I tell them is, buy a cookbook. Get Cooking Light magazine. I mean, they, you know, there are so many things that you can make, and the biggest thing is, you know, is you have to make it. You know, because if you're making it, you can make choices. It's like you don't have to put all the fat in. You can put organic foods in. You know, you're not relying on somebody else making those choices for you.
Right.
And I'd like to put out a tip, too.
Yeah.
I am the freezer queen. The freezer queen. And this is what I recommend to a lot of my very busy clients. If you're making chicken for dinner, double the batch. If you're making... You know, I mean, it really doesn't matter. You know, there's so many things. You know, if you're making pasta for dinner, double the batch. And then get Ziploc bags and store individual servings or a family meal of that extra food in a Ziploc bag. Throw it in your freezer. And so for those days that you don't have time, take it out of your freezer, thaw it, heat it up in your oven or on your stove, and now you have a meal that you've made and you're not relying on going out.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, because if you don't make it yourself, you don't know what's in it. And as a matter of fact, there's some beverages especially that if you actually read the fine print on the container, it's actually all chemicals. They're able to make strawberry flavoring and every kind of flavoring you can imagine that has no actual strawberry in it or whatever the fruit may be. It's pure chemicals. they're able to do that now.
I got a cranberry something juice one day. You know, I was at my office, and I went down to the little shop-ed thing that was there. And, you know, and the choice was, you know, orange juice or soda or this cranberry something juice. There was no cranberry in it. It was apple and pear with red coloring. You know, but I didn't really, like, look at that, you know, and I got it back to my office, and I take a sip, and I'm like, what is this?
Yes, well,
like,
actually,
there's no cranberry in it. How can they call it cranberry juice?
I've done shows on food coloring alone. All the food colorings are carcinogenic, and so that's another thing that people have to be aware of. But I just heard that little voice in my ear. We have a caller on the line. Are you there, caller?
Yes, Hi, Dr. Carly. I'd like to say hi to your guest.
Okay.
My name is Howard, and I'm calling in from Texas. And I heard your show yesterday, and it's the same guest that you had yesterday. And I went to your guest's website, soulhealers.com, and something bothered me. I'm kind of wondering, why is your guest promoting the Kabbalah? When the Kabbalah is occult.
The Kabbalah is not occult. The Kabbalah is the basis. The Kabbalah is the basis of Jewish mysticism. So if you look at the Vedas and Hindu philosophy, they talk about the chakras and the chakra system. In Judaism, the Kabbalah is the basis of Jewish mysticism. Now, there are groups like Crowley and other groups that have taken that philosophical and energetic system and have made it be more occult in a Christian Kabbalah way, but the basis of Kabbalah is Hebrew, it is ancient, and it is a beautiful system of energy and energy flow. There is not anything occult about it, especially if you look at and address it from a very fundamentalist Judaism way.
Well, ma'am, I have to say that I also, I mean, when I basically listen to other shows, and there was a citizen on George Norrie's Coast to Coast AM, and the issue of the Kabbalah came up, and that citizen flat out told people, and you're talking about millions of people who heard this, he told people to stay away from the Kabbalah because that is dangerous.
Well, then I suggest, I mean, I don't mean to be confrontational, sir, but then I suggest that you go and talk to the Hasidic Jews and the Chabad Jews and tell them that the basis of their religious tradition is wrong because that is where Kabbalah comes from.
So you understand what I mean by a cult? A cult basically means hidden, and it's part of the mystery schools.
But the mystery schools are a newer
Christian or what it is.
The mystery schools are a newer version of Kabbalah.
Okay, wait, you can't both talk at once. Please let Howard finish, and then you can respond.
Okay.
Well, go
ahead, Howard.
Basically, it's part of the mystery schools. It doesn't matter if it's Hindu, Buddhist, whatever, they have mystery schools. Well, the Kabbalah just happens to be part of Judaism, but it's part of the Judaistic mystery schools.
And the problem and with that is?
When, that's why I got to say when the warnings come up, I don't care what it is. It's just, if it's dangerous, if it's going to start a fire, stay away from it. And that's basically
that
what my research into the Kabbalah is, and I don't see it any different than any of the others.
Well, but that's that person's opinion. My opinion and my belief is that it is a beautiful, energetic tradition to work within. You know, and I think it's a beautiful system. I think it is as graceful as working with the chakra system. I think it gives a different perspective about energy and energy movement in the body. It gives a different perspective of our relationship with God, because that is the most important thing in that system. And, you know, to sit there and call it evil or bad, I mean, there are in Kabbalah, there are multiple levels and multiple branches of Kabbalah. Now, there are branches, although not practiced anymore or very much, that are more into the sorcery, you know what I mean, and more into the magical aspects of it. When I work with Kabbalah, I do not work with that. I work with much more contemplative Kabbalah, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, it's kind of like Christianity. It's like, you know, there are all different traditions of Christianity, and to sit there and pick out one piece and say, oh, well, those people that handle snakes are evil, you know, that's their system, and that's what they work in. But it's still Christianity.
But you notice the people handle snakes, they get bitten, too. And it's, like, irresponsible to say, you know, hey, this is okay, because people getting bitten. And
but
that's basically what this physicist was non-Christian when he said what he said to stay away, because from a physics point of view, being a physicist, a scientist, he said it's a mind bender, and it may end up putting people into mental hospitals as a consequence because of the system itself, the way it's set up.
Well,
and that's what he was warning people.
Well, actually, there are stories in Judaism about people going crazy, quote unquote. There are very famous stories about that. And that is one of the reasons why there is the rule that you're not supposed to study the Kabbalah until you're a 40-year-old man. Although it's not a hard and fast rule, you know, that was where that tradition came from, where so that the person would be well-versed in Torah prior to opening up the doors of the mysteries, the underlying systems that sit underneath physical matter. Because when you start looking at very Kabbalistic principles, they align very closely with quantum physics. And I don't know if you've read any quantum physics books, but they're a mind buster to me.
That's what the physicist was talking about. That's exactly what he was talking about, quantum physics. That's why he was telling people, stay away from this. But I look at it as, you know, as the medical profession would say, do no harm. Well, if someone can do harm like that, the best thing that I could tell people is to stay away. If there's any possibility that it could do harm to somebody, I can never recommend it.
Okay, you're breaking up, Howard. Wait, let me talk, please. You're breaking up, Howard. And we're getting all kinds of interference on the line, I think, between all of our phones. I would like to thank you for calling in, Howard, with that viewpoint. Thank you very much. And I would like to just ask Dr. Rita, how does she use the Kabbalah? How does that tie into energy medicine? Maybe she could just explain that to the listeners. And let me also say that I know, I don't believe anything. I know that everything has been corrupted. All the religions have been corrupted. Everything has been corrupted, so you can find the good and you can find the bad. And that's why people have to be very careful, and they have to know what they're getting into before they delve into anything. But go ahead and explain to the listeners, please, how do you use the Kabbalah in your practice?
You know, it's not that I use the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is a philosophical system. And so, you know, most of the listeners, I'm sure, have heard the word chakras, you know, and the chakra system within the body. Well, the Kabbalah is based on the Tree of Life. And if you look at the Tree of Life, the Tree of Life is broken down into seven levels. Oh, seven chakras. And each level of the Tree of Life, you know, if you really look at it, it corresponds with the different chakras. And so it gives you basically the same information except from a very different viewpoint. You know, and so that's how I use it. I use it because you can do a chakra healing, but the Tree of Life, in certain of the chakras, like as an example, on a third chakra level, the third chakra rests in the stomach area, in the solar plexus area. In the chakra system, it says that the third chakra has to do with your power. It's about your ability to use your power for yourself and for other people. That is the traditional generic description. In the Kabbalah, it's actually split with the thought that if you have both sides of this, you know, not, you know, very linear opposites balanced, that center will open up. So on a third chakra level, what they talk about is the power of will, you know, so like I have to balance my back my checkbook. I need to clean my house. Those are things that you have to use your mental ability in order to get your energy moving. Versus the power of passion. I'm going to sit down at my computer and I'm going to write a story. You know, I'm going to go and I'm going to paint this picture. And you sit down and you think it's 10 minutes later and you find out 5 minutes have gone, or 5 hours have gone by. That's the power of our passion, where we energy moves through us effortlessly. You know, and so it gives you a different perspective on the exact same energies that are used in the chakra system. And that is my platform, is to expose people to yet another way of looking at the same energy. Because to me, it's the same.
Okay. Very good. Okay, and what other things do you use? You said you use Reiki and you use this as another technique. Is there any other things that you could share with our listeners that you think they would find helpful?
You know, it's like one of the methodologies that I work with is I'm going to call it a clairvoyant healing. And, you know, if people are interested in what this looks like, on my webpage, on the Soul Healer webpage, there's a link or a button that says Almost Live, and there is some video footage, and I think it was Channel 5 News filmed me doing an energy work session on a person. And so the session is on my website. And I'm sitting in one chair, and my client is sitting in another chair, and through my ability to look inside this person's body, at their aura, their chakras, their physical body, I am able to identify what needs to get adjusted, tweaked, moved, manipulated, whatever, with that person. But when you watch it, it's this film of me waving my hands around, you know, and moving things and tweaking things in air and yawning. And at the end, my client's like, I feel a lot better. You know, and so there's not even a need to be in physical contact with someone in order for them to experience healing. You know, because as I was saying before, it is really about the intention. You know, the intention of loosening up a joint, the intention of stagnant blood flow moving through an area and opening up the vein or opening up the blood vessel, you know, and increasing the flow. You know, there is the energy of sadness sitting around the heart. And just helping to move that out. Because emotions and beliefs actually do sit in our energy field as if they are physical objects.
Yes, I agree with you. And grief likes to hang out in the lungs. I've learned that from all my years of grief over what I've gone through because of what I do. But I just have to say, I'm shocked that a news station would have somebody like you on. Were they trying to make fun of you, or they were actually seriously?
Oh, no, it was a serious piece.
Okay.
It was a serious piece. No, it was a good piece.
All
you
right.
know, but that was that's what the work looks like, you know?
Okay, well, I'll check it out after we go off the air. Obviously, I can't do it right now, but I do want to say I'm on your website now. Dr. Rita has I don't know what to call it, kind of like a painting on the upper right-hand side under highlights. I have the same painting in my office, and if you don't know what the chakra systems look like or where they're located, that's one of my favorite paintings to demonstrate it, because not only does it show the chakra system and where the different chakras are located, but it also shows the energy fields that come out of the body, and this is what encompasses the aura. If any of you have heard about the aura, there's many levels of energy that are actually outside ourselves, and there's something called Kirlian photography where you can actually take photographs of the aura, and you can actually also tell the health of a person by seeing what their aura looks like. So all of these things are available, and they're very useful, actually, in trying to find out how the energy level of your body is doing. Of course, the white coats will say that it's all quackery, but you learn not to listen to them about those issues, because actually the medical doctors are some of the sickest people I know because they listen to their own advice, unfortunately. But I love that. Where does that originally come from? I had seen that on the...
It was done by Alex Gray.
Okay.
And he had a number of wonderful illustrations, you know, that kind of go in line with that theme.
Yes. Yes, it's wonderful. It's very, very
you know,
well
you were
done.
Talking about the Carilion photography. There is a fairly new, I'm going to say in the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, which is, I think it's called Auras in Motion, where they, you hook up, I'm going to say, to this device, and it will put your aura actually out onto like a TV screen or a monitor,
mm-hmm.
and it will show the different colors in your aura. Now,
wow.
I have to tell you, when I first saw this, I was like, yeah, you know, whatever, you know. It's good for $25, you know. And I was working at a show, which was very slow, but he was pretty busy because he was just doing the free demonstrations of this thing. And so I kept going over, and I started doing energy work on the people that were sitting in the chair having their aura picture taken. And what I was finding was that as I worked on their aura, the picture started to change. And it validated that what he was photographing was actually the reality of what was going on in their energy field. Because if it was just crap, basically.
Well, actually, it sounds to me like you were validating each other because his technology was showing that you were actually making changes in their energy and your technology or your abilities was showing that there were actually changes in it. So obviously it's not like he's got a video plugged in there and he's just playing something that he's concocted beforehand. That's excellent.
Right. You know, I mean, you know, because you always kind of wonder about, you know, some of these technologies that are out there and, you know, stuff, you know, until it gets validated. And,
right.
You know, and I think that's an important point because sometimes somebody can get something that, you know, like I have had clients who they will come to me and have a wonderful session. You know what I mean? They get the information they want. They get the healing they need. They have miracles happen. And they will refer a friend, but what I do or the techniques I work with really aren't what the friend needs.
Or they may be closed-minded about it. They may just be going because somebody told them to go.
Right.
But they're
right.
So decided beforehand that it's not going to work that it doesn't work.
You know, and so people really need to look at what, you know, they're looking to do. And, I mean, I have a number of people that have health issues going on, and one of the questions they ask is, you know, what technique or what methodology would be the best path for me? You know, because some people, they respond to food therapy. Other people, they respond to herbs. Some people respond to homeopathic. And so if you give somebody, you know, herbs that vibrate at a homeopathic level, they're not going to, you know, they're not going to receive the benefits of the herbs or the amount their body is going to utilize them is going to be very low.
Right.
You know, some people, they have something going on with, like, back pain. You know, sometimes going to the chiropractor is where you need to go. Sometimes
right.
getting massage therapy is more appropriate than spending a lot of money at the chiropractor. And so having an idea of what you need, what your body is asking for, is going to save you a lot of time and money versus going and trying acupuncture and going, well, that's a bunch of crap, it didn't work. It's like, well, maybe that's not what your body needed.
Well, I totally agree with you, and that's why my dream is to eventually have a healing center that brings together all of these natural modalities in one place where somebody such as yourself, a medical intuitive, could evaluate people first and say, what do you need? I mean, imagine that as a triage mechanism and how effective that would be.
That would be wonderful.
Yes.
I mean, I think people would get better much faster.
Yes.
I think that the overall cost would be greatly reduced. I mean, especially, you know, as people start to heal, you know, they start going through, you know, you start going through layers, and so, you know, you get a certain level of healing, and then they might get stuck, and it's like, okay, well, let's reevaluate what's going on. And so you might have to change modalities at that point in time or change what the focus is, you know, because you've kind of taken that to its end, and now I need to work over here for a while to get rid of this little chunk over here, and if you just keep trying to do the same thing, you know, it may or may not work. I mean, it's kind of hard to tell.
Well, the one thing I will say, though, is that none of the things that you've mentioned will hurt people, and that is the difference between natural therapies and allopathic medicine. You know, if you go to a chiropractor and your spine's not out of alignment, you're not going to come out of there, you know, feeling worse. Or if you get acupuncture, maybe you get acupuncture and it doesn't alleviate all the problems that you're experiencing, but it certainly is going to open up those energy channels, and it's going to do a little bit of good, even if it isn't enough for you to get to where you need to go. So I totally agree with you, and when I do consults for clients, I recommend all kinds of things because I've gotten very intuitive myself over the years just by doing what I do. As a matter of fact, one thing I have to deal with occasionally is sometimes I will actually experience what the person's experiencing, and I don't like when that happens because it's not fun. But
feel their pain in your body?
Yes.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, and it happens for a reason, because when you actually feel it, then that helps you understand what's going on and know what needs to be done. So it's kind of an unpleasant thing, but it's something that many healers have to go through. I'm sure that you've had occasions where you actually picked up energy from people that were sick, and there's ways that healers have to cleanse themselves after doing hands-on things like that. I'm sure that you know about that and utilize those techniques as well.
I don't do anything.
No?
I yawn a lot. I allow the energy to move through me. But when I'm doing an evaluation, I pick up all their pain. You know, I mean, because when I work here, I'll give you my official medical term. I palpate their organs and look for the stuck energy. And so if there's something going on in their kidney, and I'm with my fingers across the room poking around on their kidney, and there's kidney pain, my kidney will start to hurt.
Wow.
You know, or if there's numbness in their leg, my leg will go numb. You know, I think it's a great diagnostic tool. It's like, ow. I mean, there are people that I'll be like, ow. Because it's like, you know, if you have a black and blue mark and, you know, somebody comes and touches it, you know, it's like, ow. Except
right.
I'm touching them and my body hurts.
Well, that's the intuitive aspect of it, and that's how the universe is letting you know that you're where the money is. And also another thing I just wanted to mention, that one of the reasons why it's so important for people to understand that we have many layers when we're ill, there's emotional layers, there's physical layers, there's spiritual layers, mental layers, there's all kinds of things that have to be dealt with. But the good thing is that once they have any modicum of success, even if they feel a little better, that may give them the strength to start having hope again and to know that there is hope out there and that they just have to keep searching to find another way to, you know, deal with whatever's going on with them on all levels. What I teach my clients is that you have to deal with all levels. I always take a spiritual history from my clients. I don't care what religion they are, but if they don't know that they have a creator, a source, whatever you want to call that higher energy, then I know they're going to have a problem. I don't care what religion they are, as I said, but that's very important that they understand that and know that, not just believe it. And I always take, as I said, a stress history from them. I want to know what's going on with their emotional life and all of these things, because there's natural ways of dealing with all of it. And once you start dealing with all of these things, which the white coats never do, all they ask is, you know, where's your pain? What are you feeling? And they never go into any great detail about your exposure to toxins, be they, you know, emotional or physical or whatever. It's just, well, let's start writing some requests for different diagnostic tests. And if the test doesn't show it, then it's all in your head. That's pretty much the way they go. And that's
why I want to add a comment also, is that if you're working with natural therapies, whether it's energy medicine, herbs, acupuncture, chiropractic, it's like, give it more than a week.
Oh, yes.
You know, because there are so many people that go, well, I took the supplement for 3 days, and I didn't notice any changes. It's like, when you take a prescription medication, yeah, you're going to feel results right away. When you're working with natural therapies, you have to allow the body to readjust and find balance within itself again. And that could take weeks, that could take months, you know, but you need to give your body a chance to heal itself, and that doesn't happen in 24 hours.
Excellent point. And that's why people so often turn to the white coats, because they want that magic bullet that's going to get rid of the pain now. It may get rid of the pain now, but in the meantime, it's destroying your kidney and your liver. But Dr. Rita, we've already run out of time. The time goes so fast. If you could just give your contact information, let people know how they can reach you, and mention your website again and any closing statement that you have.
Sure. My website is soulhealer.com, SOULHEALER.com. That's soulhealer.com. And you can get a hold of me, email. There's like 700 pages worth of stuff on there. The radio show is www.justenergyradio.com, and that airs from Friday nights from 7 to 9 Central Time. I have a newsletter. If you're interested in signing up for my newsletter to get articles, it's a monthly newsletter, or to find out about upcoming shows and events, you can access that on the soulhealer.com webpage. And information about sessions, I mean, anything you wanted to know about me is on that webpage. Everything.
Right. Okay, well, I want to thank you very much for being a guest on the show. Continue on with your good work. And I'm so glad to know that you're out there helping to teach people that these natural things are working and that that is the way they need to go.
Great.
Okay, have a good night, and we'll see you again next week, folks. Don't forget to tune in when my listener, Patrick Gowden, interviews me. And that will be your chance to ask questions about vaccination. Have a great week. Bye-bye.